As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of military academies' advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. I was in the best shape of my life, and I really can't wait to get back in the ring. Thank you very much for all your well wishes and all your support."
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
"May I help you?"
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Taliban in 2021. Dan Naraki reports.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in that country has many worried about the intentions of the new government. Senator Jody Ernst says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
"It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden."
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the nation reflects 20 years since America was attacked on 9/11, tributes will be displayed throughout our nation this weekend. A Philadelphia police officer and U.S. Army veteran with artistic skills is sharing his tribute with Fox News. Johnny Castro was commissioned by Brothers Before Others.
"I've been painting these portraits for about 5.5 years now, and I've painted over 1,000 of them total. The nonprofit organization Brothers Before Others, they reached out and commissioned me to do this. The founder, Michael Burke, along with the PBA, New York Police Department's PBA. So they, about 3.5 months ago, I got started painting each one of these officers in their dress uniforms with all their medals, their ribbons. It took me about 3.5 months and 170 hours in total to complete these. These officers needed to be remembered. They needed to be honored, and the mission went on. I'm actually in the process of painting all 13 of those service members from that incident in Afghanistan as well. So it is, it's always on my mind. The family members loved it. They were overjoyed. It's been 20 years, so they're just very happy that their loved ones weren't forgotten and will not be forgotten. It's a very special day to me. It's one of the reasons why I chose the path of service. First, to join the Army as a combat veteran in Iraq, as well as a law enforcement officer. So this has profound meaning to me.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.